And of course, the sea is a very dangerous part, as we know. So this is another song about the dangers of the waters around these places. Come, all you dry land sailors, and listen to my song. It's all only 40 verses, so I won't detain you long. It's all about the adventures of this old Lisburn tar, who sailed as man before the mast on board the Calabar. Now the Calabar was a clipper ship, copper-bottomed fore and aft, and her helm stuck out behind her, and her wheel was a great big shaft. With half a gale to swell the sail, it made 1 mile per hour. She's the fastest ship on the Lagan Canal, and only 1 horsepower. Well, the skipper, he was a strapping lad. He stood just 4'2". His hair was red, his eyes were green, and his nose was a Prussian blue. And he wore a leather medal that he won in the Crimea War. And his wife was steward and passenger's cook on board the Calabar. Now one day the skipper, he says to me, "Come here, my boy," says he. "Would you like to be a sailor and roam the raging sea? Would you like to be a sailor on foreign seas to roll? For we're under orders for putty down with half a ton of coal." Well, we left the Orbercorn Bay icing, the weather it being sublime, and as we passed by Queen's Bridge, we heard the Albert chime. When the going through the gasworks straight, a very dangerous part, we ran right up on a lump of coal that wasn't marked on the chart. Then all became confusion, and the stormy winds did blow. And the bo'sun, he slipped on an orange peel, and fell into the hold below. "Come, make more steam," the captain cried, "for we are sorely pressed." But the engineer from the bank replied, "The bloody horse is doing his best." And when we awoke next morning, we were in a terrible funk. For the mate, he had got drowned dead while sleeping in his bunk. So to save the situation and preserve each precious life, we threw the cargo overboard along with the captain's wife. A farmer going to his work did hear us loudly roar, and he heaved us the end of his gallows, and he pulled us all to shore. "I'm done with ocean roving and sailing the raging main, and the next time I go to Portadown, by Jesus, I'll go by train."
Thank you very much. Thank you. Great pleasure to be here. Now I can enjoy myself. Thank you.